好，请大家打开约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 6.
我相信大家很熟约翰福音第六章。
I trust this passage will sound familiar.
我们在中文圣经133面，中文圣经133面，约翰福音第六章第一节到14节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 6.
我们可以用起因的方式来念。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 14.
约翰福音第六章第一节开始，这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有许多人。耶稣上了山，和他门徒一同坐在那里。第四节。耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说，我们从那里买饼叫这些人吃呢？第六节。这句话我们要注意一下，他说这话原是要试验腓力，他原晓得怎么样行。第七节，腓力回答说，就是20两的银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼、2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那些那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣。我相信这个5饼2鱼的神迹大家非常的熟悉。
I trust the parable or the story of the 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's very familiar.
在马可、马太、路加、约翰里面都有，这四本福音书里面都有记载。
All the gospels from Mark, Luke, John, and Matthew all mention about this.
但是记载读不同的重点。
But each gospel has a different area of emphasis.
我们相信耶稣在山上行这个神迹的时候
And I believe that when Jesus performed this miracle,
也许马可从这个方向看到耶稣是这样做。
And Mark perhaps perceived it from one perspective.
也许在路加在那边看到耶稣这样做。
And Luke observed it from yet a different perspective.
他就不同的看法了。
So each one interpreted.
所以在路加的思想里面呢，他强调说，耶稣行这个神迹的时候，说这是野地的方，这是旷野的地方。
And so when Luke recorded this story, he emphasized that this miracle happened in the wilderness.
当约翰从另外一个角度看见的时候
And when John observed this from his angle,
他看到什么呢
？What did he see？
原来分给这么多人，怎么够吃呢
？And he emphasized the fact that it was distributed to so many people.
这5个饼2条鱼分给5000人，怎么够吃呢
？So five loaves and 2 fish to be shared among 5,000.
从人的思想的角度来看，肯定是不够吃的。
So it was impossible from the human eyes.
还有其他福音书也告诉我们说。不只是5000人
And other gospels mentioned that there were not just 5,000.
超过5000人
It was beyond 5,000.
所以最低的估计至少有10,000人
So some estimates the people to be 10,000.
所以我们可以想象说，5个饼2条鱼怎么可以够10,000人吃呢
？So we can imagine how could 5 loaves and 5 fish be sufficient for 10,000 people?
那真是很大的难处了。
So that was a big dilemma.
所以难怪腓力这样说。
And so Philip answered,
我们从那里去买饼叫这些人吃呢
？Where are we to buy bread that these people might eat？
什么地方可以解决他们的问题呢？
So where will the solution be?
再来看来这个很大的难处，对不对？
So facing this big problem,
非常大的难处。
It was a big question.
因为耶稣说，你们给他们吃晚餐，对不对？你看到吗？
And Jesus ordered that these people be fed dinner.
第五节告诉我们说，
In verse 5,
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，啊，我们从那里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
So verse 5, Jesus therefore lifting his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming, said to Philip, where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
耶稣的意思是要留他们吃晚餐。
Jesus meant that these people should be asked to stay for dinner.
但是这个问题要让门徒去解决，对不对？
And he posed this problem to the disciples.
那很不容易的事情。
It was not easy.
但是耶稣心中有数，对不对？
But Jesus knew in his heart.
他讲这些话原要试验腓力到底他的信心有多少。
Because he said this to test Philip to see how much is his faith.
经过考试之后，腓力就不及格了。
And so Philip perhaps did not pass this test.
所以我们看见这些门徒经过很多年的时间跟随耶稣基督，当真正遇到难处的时候，信心上还是退步，还是不及格的。
So we could see that the disciples, having followed Jesus for these many years, in the midst of a challenge, is still shaky in faith.
第九节也告诉我们
，Verse nine，
还有一个人不及格的。
There is yet another one who failed the test.
五个饼两条鱼
，Five loaves and two fish，
给这许多人还算什么呢？
But what are these for so many people?
所以你看见一件事情，说连安德烈跟随耶稣这么久了，经过这个考试，他也缺少这样的信心。
And yet another disciple, Andrew, having followed Jesus for these many years, still did not have faith.
也许在我们所遇到的事情当中啊，特别我们遇到难处的时候。
So the same goes for each of us when we encounter difficulties.
也许有一些难处我们可以解决的，对不对？
Maybe some problems we can solve ourselves.
但是有一些难处不一定我们可以解决的。
But some problems maybe we cannot solve.
我常常想一些问题啊。
And often I think of many things.
比如说你需要什么东西？
If you have a need for something,
主是知道的。
The Lord knows.
或者主打发某一个人帮助你的需要，对不对？
Because the Lord may send someone to help you.
但是如果在那个环境当中没有人可以帮助你的时候，
But when it comes to a point when no one else can help
you, 你周围在客观主观的环境当中都没有人可以协助你的时候，
and if there is no one around you, regardless of who that person might be, to help you,
我们的眼睛真正要仰望神，对不对？
Then we have to lift our eyes and look to Jesus.
比如说举一个例子，
Let us cite an example.
在旷野当中，在以色列四十年的旷野当中，
Now when the people of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years,
吃的问题，
What would they eat?
不是人可以解决的。
It was not something humanly possible.
在旷野当中，怎么去寻找食物呢？
So in the wilderness, how were they to find food?
你说我们也许神感动别人供应他们需要。
So you might think that the Lord would do something to feed them.
但是埃及人跟他们没有关系了。
But the Egyptians had nothing to do with them.
没有办法从埃及人身上得到所需要的。
So it was not possible to bring food from Egypt.
这个神迹就从天上来。
And the miracle came from heaven.
从天上掉下玛纳，让他们给吃饱。
So it was literally coming down from heaven. The manna came from heaven.
他们需要肉吃的时候。
And when they needed meat to eat.
他们怎么办呢？
What would they do?
神也照样可以供应他们。
And the Lord again provided for them.
你看到吗？没有人的环境，没有人协助的环境当中，上帝行特别的事情。
So you could see that in the circumstances where no one else can help you, the Lord performed a miracle.
所以我们遇到难处的时候啊，
So when we encounter difficulties,
我们相信耶稣基督的话，
we should remember the words of the Lord.
你说我们会挂虑，对不对？
Why do you worry?
我们会担心。
Why do we become anxious?
我们会其他好像不晓得怎么办。
And we will be at the end of the of our ropes.
但是你晓得耶稣怎么样说？
But remember what the Lord Jesus said.
他原知道要怎么样行。
For he knew what was to happen.
如果你知道耶稣他要怎么样行，你可以放心，对不对？
Now if you know that Jesus will provide and he knows what will happen, then you do not have to worry.
我们可以想象在初期教会彼得在做监牢的时候，
So we also know that when Peter was in jail,
他教会切切地为他祷告,
and the church was fervently praying for him.
明天就要算断头台了,
because the day after he was to be killed.
但是他晚上睡得非常好, 对不对?
But the night before he was to be beheaded, he had a good dinner.
如果他知道真的要上断头台, 他可能晚上会睡得不好了。
You might think that knowing he was to be beheaded, that he would not be able to enjoy dinner.
但是圣经告诉我们说彼得睡得很熟很香甜因为圣经说天使要拍醒他才能够叫醒他
because the Bible said that Peter had a good night's sleep and had a good dinner and it took the angel to wake him up from his sleep
我想我们可以回想我们过去的日子
so we can also ponder upon things that have happened in our lives
上帝怎么样恩待保守我们
and how the Lord have protected and provided for us
在我们人生的每一个环节当中
for every station and every journey in our lives
特别你遇到非常艰难的事情的时候
especially when we encounter very difficult situations
我们神怎么样替你解决你的难处
and how the Lord have actually solved our problems
他远小的怎么样行
Because he knows what he is intending to do.
所以我相信圣经里面有很多这样的例子，对不对？
We know there are many such examples in the Bible.
我常常说约瑟这个人啊，
And we know Joseph.
在旧约的约瑟里面呢，
The Old Testament Joseph.
他坐在监牢里面是受冤屈的。
Remember, he was falsely accused and put in jail.
所以他替人解梦之后，特别交代那个人说：“你出去的时候，记得我是受冤枉的。”告诉法老说我是受冤枉的。
So he said when he was trying to interpret dreams that he said when you are free, tell the Pharaoh that he was falsely accused.
谁想到那个人去见了之后把什么事情都忘记了。
But in the end, the person whom Joseph interpreted the dream for, forgot all about Joseph's request.
结果他多坐两年的监牢。
So Joseph ended up staying in jail for 2 more years.
你想想看啊，啊，我想多坐两年监牢，就是以为说马上可以出去了。多坐了两年监牢，好像真正的们受冤屈、受痛苦。
So for Joseph to have stayed on in jail for yet another 2 years must have felt very unfair.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们的神他晓得怎么去行这件事情。
But the Bible tells us that our Lord knows what he is intending to do.
时候到了。
And the time has come.
更大的事情临到埃及的时候。
And bigger events were happening to Egypt.
法老王做了梦不能够解决。
And the sort of Pharaoh had a dream that he could not interpret.
这个人才想起约瑟在监牢里面的约瑟。
And so this cellmate of Joseph who once Joseph interpreted the dream for.
原来一个解梦的专家在监牢里面，终于想起他了。
Remembered about Joseph and told Pharaoh about Joseph.
结果出来又是一解梦，问题就解决了。
So Joseph was freed and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream and he was set free.
马上从这个囚犯做到埃及宰相的地位。
So immediately he was turned from a prisoner into a high-ranking person in Pharaoh's court.
所以我们想他原晓得怎么样行。
So here again we see that the Lord intended what he wants to do.
今天我不知道你的难处在什么地方。
So today I may not know what is it that
beset you. 有时候我们不方便告诉别人的。
Or maybe you are not at ease to tell anyone of your difficulties.
有时候只有你自己自个知道的，对不对？
Maybe you only know these within your heart.
有些是你朋友知道的。
But maybe your friends know this.
但是你不要忘记一件事情。
But never forget.
我们神他晓得怎么做。
Our Lord, He Himself knew what He is intending to do.
你要耐心等候他替你开门。
And we need to be patient until the Lord opens the way.
也许说我受过很久了。
And you might say, I have been suffering for so long.
我不能再承受这样的难处。
And I cannot suffer any longer.
但圣经也给我们很好的安慰。
But the Bible gives us this comfort.
在你不能忍受的时候啊。
When you are about to give up.
神就为你开一条出路。
The Lord will open this way.
太奇妙，对。
And it is a miracle.
当你真正遇到真的难处、艰难的时候，神就为你开出路了。
Because when you are truly in a difficult situation, the Lord will provide His help.
刚才我们讲到约翰福音第六章这个神迹当中。
So we will turn back to the miracle in John chapter 6.
约翰的重点是分给人，分给别人。
So John's emphasis is about giving to others.
这也是神的心意。
And this is also what the Lord's desire is.
从旧约到新约里面，这都是神的心意里面。
Now from the Old to the New Testament, this has been the Lord's intention.
我举一些例子。
For example,
在以赛亚书告诉我们啊。
In the book of Isaiah,
他说你们要把民的饼分给饥饿的人。
The Lord said you should give your bread to those who are in hunger.
所以神也教导他的百姓是不可以做自私的人，对不对？
Because the Lord wants His people to be generous.
还有呢，当你们收割的时候啊。
When you are harvesting,
不要收割得太干净。
Do not glean everything.
你要留下一点给当地的穷人，让他们可以捡那些剩下的那些叫什么谷啊，或者是麦子，可以生存。
The Bible says the Lord's instruction is that when people are harvesting, you should leave some.Of your harvest, so that the poor people can come and gather the leftovers.
你看，在路德记里面看见这件事情，看到吗
？And again in Ruth.
那些人故意留下更多那些麦穗，让那些穷苦的人可以去捡这些麦穗。
It was exactly in the book of Ruth that after the harvest, the poor people came around to pick up what was left behind.
所以分给人也是旧约的教训，对不对
？And so to give andto others is a teaching in the Old Testament.
在新约的教导里面也是这样的。
And also in the New Testament.
如果你有两件衣裳，
if you have two cloaks,
你要分一件那个没有的。
You should give one to someone who is in need.
这是路加福音告诉我们的。
And that was in the book, Gospel of Luke.
到了以弗所书的时候啊。
And then in Ephesians.
怎么样讲呢？
It says.
保罗说你要亲手做工，做正经的事。
It says you should work with your hands.
然后你如果多余分给别人。
You should perform what is your own hands what is good that you may have something to share with him who has need.
你看见保罗早期他是做这个制造帐篷的工作。
Because you remember Paul was a tent maker.
他可以制造做工多，机会帮助其他同工需要的人，对不对
？So he could.Make more tents to give and help others.
所以我们说以赛亚那个时代可以说旧约的时代，对不对
？So the book of Isaiah happened in the Old Testament.
约翰路加福音第三章告诉我们四喜约翰讲的时候啊，是两页之间的时代，你看到吗？新约跟旧约之间有一个空白的，在两页之间啊。
So there's there's a division between the Old and the New Testament.
就是马拉基书的后面，马太福音的前面，我们叫两月之间啊，在那个时代。
So that was the time between the Old and the New Testament.
我们也叫做马克比的时代啊。
And that was the time of the Maccabees.
然后新约以弗所书、使徒行传都提到这样的教导，分给别人。
And even in the New Testament, the same teaching continues about giving and sharing.
那是很好的教导，对不对
？And this is a good teaching.
结果怎么样呢
？So in the end,
多收的没有余。
So there was no leftovers.
少收的也没有缺。
So those who have less was not in need.
你看多么宝贝，对不对？非常好，对不对？这个社会就会减少暴力了。
So there would be less unrest in the society.
是个和谐美好的社会，对不对
？Because then this would be a peaceful society.
一个囚犯他被警察捉了。
There was a criminal who was caught by the police.
他在拘留所的时候，记者就访问他。
And the newspaper, the reporters came to ask interview.
他说：“你，请问你为什么去打劫、抢劫别人呢
？”So then he was asked why he committed the crime.
你知道这个人怎么回答吗
？And so the person answered.
因为他的钱用不完了，所以我去打劫他的钱。
Because he felt that you know there was not the money was not to be spent, so he wanted some of it.
你想想看，如果一个好的社会如果能够跟别人分享的，就不至于这样的暴力就会减少，对，这是可以产这个和谐的教会、和谐的社会了，对不对
？So imagine if people are willingly able to share, then there will be no robbing and crime.
好，我们继续看下去了。
We continue.
我们看见了这个分给人是个特别蒙神恩典的，对不对啊？所以我们想分给的结果是什么呢？
So let us look at the result of being able to share.
我们想一定会少，对不对啊？
You might think that naturally there will be less left for you yourself.
但是圣经告诉我们一个很明确的告诉我们，他们有没有减少呢？
But the Bible was very clear. Was there any lack or need from those who gave?
当耶稣基督为这五个饼两条鱼感恩的时候啊，
When the Lord Jesus gave thanks for the five loaves and the two fish,
圣经告诉我们，耶稣祷告完以后就把这些饼鱼就传下去，对不对？
And so the Bible says that the Lord Jesus distributed to those who were seated.
一直传下去。
And on and on.
结果吃饱了。
And they were all filled.
结果呢，还剩下十二个篮子，对不对？
And in the end, there were 12 baskets of leftovers.
还有剩，对不对啊？
There were leftovers.
所以这个给我们教导一个我们功课说，我们分给人的时候啊，不一定会减少，对不对？
So the lesson here for us is if we share, we are not going to necessarily have less.
反而会剩下多，对不对？啊。
But ironically, we will actually have more leftovers.
所以换句话说，你分给人，你是一个信心的功课，对不对？
Another way to look at this, the act of giving and sharing is an act of faith.
我觉得这是很不容易的事情，对不对？
And I believe it is not an easy task.
那是一个很好的操练，我们把东西分给别人是一个很好的操练。
Because the act of giving is a good discipline.
我们可以把我们的恩赐，把我们才干跟别人分享。
And we can give of our talents, of our possessions, and of our time.
也许甚至在初期教会他们看到一些有苦难弟兄，他们也分享他们的物资。
And remember, in the early church, the people shared even materially.
所以分呢不一定是说减少，对不对？
So to give is not necessarily taking away from what you have.
列王记上第十七章告诉我们。
First Kings chapter 17.
在那个环境里面是一个饥荒的时代里面。
It was a time of famine.
你知道，如果吃了这餐，下餐就没有了。
Because you may have a meal now, you may not know when you will have a meal next.
如果你把你吃的东西分给别人的时候啊，
So if you give what you have,
恐怕你下餐就没有了。
Because then you will not have anything left.
这是信心的功课。
And that was a lesson in faith.
相反的，如果你真的有信心，你分出去的时候，结果我们看见神的恩典就怎么样，一直一直的传下来了。
But conversely, if we have faith and we give, then you will see more and more of the Lord's blessings.
我相信，每个人都会经历到少年的时代，对不对？
Because everyone passes through youth.
我们知道，在少年时代的时候，我们到一个湖里面去捕鱼的时候啊。
And when the pastor was young earlier, in his early age, he went to a lake.
我们怎么样去捕鱼呢？
To catch fish.
用个最古老的方法。
It was a very old method.
就是把这湖的水弄干，对不对？
It was to dry up the lake.
那剩下水不多的时候就可以捉鱼了，对不对？
Because when the water is shallow, then you can pick up the fish easier.
所以想办法把这个泥土多起来，好像高比较高的地方，然后就想办法几个少年人就把这整个湖的水都倒过别的地方去了。
So a group of young people found ways to limit the flow of the water so that the lake would dry up sooner.
你看见你发现还有四五寸的时候，那些鱼在那边跑来跑去，你看到鱼啊，很高兴，对不对？
And so when the water started to subside, they could see the fish in the lake.
但是如果你不赶紧做，那水又很快就满起来了。
But if you do not hurry up, the water will rise again.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为地底下有水的嘞。
Because the ground will continue to bring in water.
源源不息的流出，特别一些活水的，你弄干了，它不久又满了，弄干又满了，对不对？
Especially if it is along a stream.
我想我们素人功课也是这样的嘞。
And so this is like a lesson in life.
你分给别人的时候啊，你需要信心啊。
It takes faith to share and give.
你可以想象，当耶稣分给门徒的时候，
So imagine when Jesus was sharing with his disciples.
门徒分给给那些会众啊会众的时候。
And the disciples shared with the people in the church.
如果其中一个停下来，前面就怎么样，就马上停下来了。
And so if one stops the chain, then the whole movement will stop.
所以我相信分给人，耶稣也教导我们，这是个信心的功课。
So being able to share is an act of faith.
给我们非常好的操练，对不对？
And it is a good discipline.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们看见这个福音的神迹里面给我们学习到功课。
That from this miracle we will learn a valuable lesson.
学习我们，让我们学习可以信靠神的恩典。
That we can rely on the blessings of God.
他你所遇到的难处，他原晓得怎么样走的。
Because the Lord knows.How to overcome or help you overcome your difficulties.
你要依靠他。
And we need to trust him.
他解决你的难处。
For he will provide.
还有你看到的神迹是你所得着的分给别人。
And from this miracle we see that what we receive we should share.
结果你是个蒙福的人。
And you will be blessed.
别人蒙福你也蒙福。
Because you are blessed when other people get blessed.
你圣经说施比受更加有福，对不对？
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
愿神赐福给大家。
So may God bless everyone.
我们接着祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
请。Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your abundant blessings, and you have provided for us in times of need, and you have provided us also in times of bounty. And we know, Lord, that in you is a living stream of blessings, a stream that continues to flow.The more we give. And if we give, then more people will be blessed. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this lesson, and we pray that you will give us the faith and the steadfastness to act upon it, that others may be blessed through us. We thank you, Lord, and pray also for those who are in need, that you may provide for them or use us to help provide for those in need.We thank you and praise you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢。好，这